Hello, Malcolm here, and thanks for joining me for the first class of this new preaching and teaching series called They Tell of the Glory of Your Kingdom and Speak of Your Might from Psalm 145, verse 11. Last week we had an introductory class, this week the first class proper, which is on how to choose what to speak on. I want to thank again my friends in the Philippines, Jose, hi to you and all your friends, in the city of Baguio. I hope I've got the pronunciation right this week. Now we've got 10 classes, which I will put in the show notes, but today let's press on into our first class, how to choose what to speak on. Now, sometimes you're given what to speak on. Perhaps you're doing a series. Like at the moment in Watford, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, and it's Psalm 129 this coming Sunday, so I know what I'm preaching on. But sometimes we have choice. Choice is a wonderful thing. But choice comes with a burden, because if you take the text, the Bible, there's so much choice, it's like there's too much. It's a bit like this box. I have a box here. This is full of goodies that my daughter Lydia and my son-in-law Bintesh sent me for Father's Day last Sunday. Look at all these wonderful things in here. I've got white Toblerone. I'm getting distracted. That's so amazing. I have fruit and nut Toblerone. Actually, my wife gave me that, and she's going to help me eat it. And then I have in this box all kinds of beautiful, wonderful gluten-free and vegan snacks. Something called the Energizer. I don't even know what that is. I'm going to have to try it. I've got fava beans. I've got other kinds of nuts. I've got apple, blueberry, and banana fruit jerky. I don't know what that is. I'll find out when I eat it. I've got bars. I've got olives with different flavors. I've got lotus bites. These look good. Lentil crisps. I've got tangy lime flavor infused raisins. I have so much choice. And so now if I'm thinking, what am I going to have? I'm a bit bewildered. There's so much choice, too much to choose from. And sometimes it can feel a bit like that when you come to choosing what to speak on from the scriptures. And so let me give you some tips and some ideas that help me, maybe some other things might help you, to see if this is useful to you. So the first thing I would do is consider your circumstances. Consider your circumstances. By that, I mean circumstances in the world, what's going on in the headlines, what's going on in your country, what's going on in your city, all the things out there. What's going on? Secondly, what's going on in your church, in your congregation, in your group, whichever group you're speaking to? What's happening there? What are needs? What are hopes? Has there been some good news? Has there been some bad news? What's going on? And the third thing is your own heart, your own spirit, your own life. And here's something, a couple of things I do to help me with that. The first is, sometimes I forget what's been going on in my life, and so I go and get my diary out. I have an electronic diary, which I look at on screen, and then I have a paper diary, which I also write things in. And so I look back and I realize that today I talked to my friends Mulligan and Mike, and yesterday I was preparing my sermon and doing these other things. And on Sunday, there was a church service, of course, for Watford. And my mother-in-law came round and I talked to my mother and father. And then on Saturday, my friend Andy rang me. And also we talked to our friends Adrian and Maureen. And as I go back through the week, I begin remembering conversations, feelings I had, good news I heard, needs I heard about, answered prayers, all kinds of things. This reminds me. And the other thing that reminds me, and I get out each week, is I get out my photos. I take a lot of photographs. We all do these days, right, on the phone. And so I get out the photo app, or I open it on the laptop, and I look back through the photos from the last few days. And, oh, that's right, I went there, and oh, I saw that, and that person was over there. And again, these things just remind me, because I forget, because I'm 59, nearly 60, and perhaps you don't have to be my age, but we do tend to forget things. And so this prompts me to remember ways in which God might have been moving in my life or the lives of people around me, and reminds me, oh, I could speak about that. I could speak about this. Not just because it's a thing that happened, but because it reminds me of what God has been up to. That's kind of the point. So I find that very useful. And then the last thing I do is think about my own quiet times, my own devotional focus. At the moment, I'm studying Psalm 23. I'm also studying the book of Galatians using podcasts from a friend of mine, Dr. Andy Boachi. And I'm also reading a book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, a spiritual book that's helping me. So I think about what I've been learning in those areas as well. Often you will find, as you pray and reflect on this, that there's an intersection perhaps between your circumstances, the world circumstances, the church circumstances, and your own heart life circumstances. And if you can find that intersection where all three of those meet, then you're really onto something. Must be something significant, and that might be the topic or lead you to a text that you can speak on that would bless the people around you. If after having done all that, you're still stuck, then I would simply suggest this. Pick a story in the Bible, a self-contained unit, perhaps a story in the Bible, perhaps a psalm or a parable, and early in the week or the previous week, study it to death. Get inside it, which we'll talk more about next week. Get inside it, understand it, apply it to your life, live it, and see what fruit comes. And fruit will come. If you and I study, apply, live, fruit will come. Something will happen as a result. God will do something in your life. And then all you do when you get up to preach is share about that. You share about where that fruit came from living something that you had learned from the scriptures and applied to your life. I mean, those are really powerful lessons. So don't worry if you can't actually figure out what you think you should preach on. That's a big bit of a burden. Instead, if you can't think of anything, it doesn't come to mind, pick something, study it, apply it, live it, share the fruit. It's really as simple as that. It shouldn't be too complicated. So having picked something, clearly then you need to pray. And that's the next part of it is, and really prayer is part of this whole process, stopping to pray. But make sure you take some time to go out and pray. And say, God, now you've revealed this to me. I want to make sure I'm hearing your voice here. And so that I can share what you're saying through me for this group on this particular day. So please, God, show me. And ask the Holy Spirit to refine and to give you discernment so that you will pick better not only what to say, but how to say it and stuff like that. So first of all, your circumstances, second of all, prayer. And finally, I would just say this as a general point. It's a bit of an add-on to what I wanted to say today, but I thought I'd put it in here. It kind of fits here maybe better than anywhere else in this series, which is this, that when you've picked something, make sure that it has a forward direction. Make sure it has a Christ focus. In other words, what I'm saying is we're better off generally preaching towards something positive rather than preaching against something negative. Yes, there's a place to warn about lukewarmness, but a whole sermon warning about lukewarmness takes us nowhere. It just makes most of us feel guilty and fearful. And God doesn't want us to feel guilty and fearful ultimately. We might need some guilt and fear at some point, but that's not where we land, is it? No, we're becoming, prayerfully, more and more Christ-like. We're becoming more and more the ideal citizens of the kingdom. We're becoming more and more equipped to help each other and then to help people find God. And so be sure to be, whatever you've picked, whatever topic, whatever text that is going somewhere positive. Have you ever tried to ride a bicycle while looking backwards or walk while looking backwards? It not only is it dangerous, but you end up getting off track. And so move somewhere positive with whatever you have chosen, because our aim is not simply to warn or educate, though that can be part of it, but ultimately our role, our calling is to inspire towards Christ-likeness, to the glory of God. So I hope those thoughts are helpful. Just some brief thoughts on how to choose what to speak on. Now, we could talk a lot more about that, but I'm going to stop there so that you and your groups can have some discussion. And I think I'd like to ask you to think about a couple of questions. The first is, what have you found that's worked in the past to help you choose what to speak on? So you've probably already had this problem. When you think back to it, when you chose something and you realized it was the right thing, how did you get to that point? What process did you go through and what did you learn from it to get to the point where you actually had something chosen and it was the right thing to choose? Maybe you could reflect on lessons where it didn't work so well, but more importantly, I think, is how did you get there? Second thing you might want to discuss is which part of what I've shared here is relevant to you and makes sense to you in terms of your being able to choose. What do you think about my point about the circumstances around us, the world, the church, and your own life? What do you think about the significance of living and applying and then bearing, sharing the fruit of living God's word? What do you think about the significance of that? What do you think about the balance between perfection, because we don't need to be perfect, but on the other hand, not being a hypocrite in how we live? And by the way, I want to thank Nat from Dublin, who put that thought in my mind with an email just today. So thank you for that. Thanks, Nat. You improved this lesson. And Nat's from the Philippines. Some of you in the Philippines might even know him. Anyway, he's in Dublin now. So please do send me your thoughts on any of these lessons, because it will 100% improve what I'm planning to share and say. So I'm going to finish there by reminding us that if we're not sure what to speak on, don't worry, there's plenty of choice, right? So what do we need to do? Examine your circumstances, the world, the church, your own life. Use a diary, use your photo app, whatever you need to do, but think through what's been going on. Secondly, pray for insight. Take it to God. Pray, ask him to help you refine it. Thirdly, find the application of whatever you're speaking about to your own life. Live it, let it bear fruit, and then share about that. I'll finish with that scripture in Psalm 145, verse 4. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. Let's share about God's mighty acts in our lives. Well, if you found this useful, please pass it on. Send me any comments. Leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. And I do hope that between now and the next time, that you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.